Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We continue in our series of looking at the letter of 1 John. So I'm going to read from 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. So far in John's letter, we've seen that there have been these two main themes that John writes to the church. One of these themes is love, and we've already spent quite some time looking at love, and we will return to that topic next time. The other theme is about knowing the truth and having confidence that we belong to God if we believe in Jesus and follow him. Last week, we looked at what John had to say to the church about having confidence and assurance that they belong to the truth. He said a couple of times, "This is how we know." John wanted to encourage the church that there are ways for them to know that they were following the truth of the gospel. This time, we continue with this theme of being sure that we know the truth and do not listen to false teachings. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, John writes, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." So before we go any further with this, I want to make a note about John's use of the word spirit in this passage. The word pneuma could have many different meanings. For example, wind, breath, things which are commonly perceived as having no material substance. This could also refer to attitude or mind. So while pneuma can refer to spirit as a being, such as the Holy Spirit, we should not always assume that pneuma is talking about some kind of ghostly figure or disembodied being. Spirit can refer to that force or being that is impelling or compelling a person to say things or for a particular movement to go in a particular direction. So in the case that John is talking about, he is speaking of the different teachings that are being spread through the church. John cautions us not to believe every spirit, every teaching, every attitude, but to test these things to find the truth. So the first question I want to think about may seem a bit obvious, but I want to ask it anyway. The question is why? Why should we listen to John and test every spirit? Why do we need to be careful to discern the truth of every teaching we hear? In our postmodern world, people believe passionately that truth is not absolute or universal. It is subjective. I have spoken to people who say there is not just one truth, nothing is wholly or completely truth. Instead, it is argued that truth should be viewed as what is true for me, which may be different from what is true for you. And there is definitely some wisdom in this. Our perception of the world does indeed change what we see as truth. For example, with colour, I may see a colour and think it is blue, whereas another person will see it and think it's green. Now, it doesn't matter what the other person says to convince me otherwise, I will continue to see it as blue. That is what seems true to me. However, there is still universal truth. Even with my example about colour, there will be a scientific description of what that colour is. the pigments it's made up of, what parts of the light spectrum are absorbed and what are reflected, so there will be a scientific truth about what that colour is. Society takes this postmodern understanding of truth, that truth is subjective, and applies this mentality to matters of faith and religion. There was an article in Christianity Today that spoke about someone who was teaching an introduction to Christianity class for seekers and inquirers after the faith. At the beginning of the class, he shows them a jar that's full of beans and asks each participant to guess how many beans are in the jar. And so he asked them to write that down. Then he also asked each participant to write down the name of his or her favourite song. And when the list is complete, he reveals the actual number of beans in the jar, and each class participant looks over their guesses to determine which one of them is closest to being right. And then he asks the class, now which one of those songs that you've chosen, which one is the closest to being right? Well, of course, the class answers that there's no right answer to a person's favourite song, because favourite songs are simply a matter of personal taste and preference. Then the pastor asked this group of seekers, when you decide what to believe in terms of your faith, is it more like guessing the number of beans or choosing your favourite song? And every time, the majority of the class participants respond by saying, it's more like choosing your favourite song. It's relative. The right answer is what I think is right. This is the world we live in. And yet John tells us, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. Why? Why is this important? Well, the rest of the verse tells us why. But test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. There are many false teachers, false prophets who have ideas that distort or completely oppose the teaching of God. If we want to truly follow God, to walk in his light and to receive salvation, then we need to ensure we stay walking in his truth and not be swayed by other teachings. While there is the teaching of Jesus, there are also other teachings that are given through the spirit of the Antichrist, that which is opposed to Jesus. Jesus came to give us the truth to set us free, but Satan is the father of lies, and he will try to convince Christians to follow his way instead of God. Some of the things that might seem godly or full of good sense, beneath that veneer is built on a pack of lies. If we want to walk with God, we need to test everything we hear so that we follow the truth and not fake news. Fake news is a term that was coined in 2016 and since has become a familiar term to all of us. But clearly the concept of fake news, the idea that false information, statements that are often deliberately distorted to present a certain viewpoint, this concept is not new. This was the problem facing the church in John's day, and it is still a problem today. In John's day, the church was primarily made up of house churches that were dotted around different cities throughout the Roman Empire. There were very few, if any, formal creeds that helped to give structure to faith. Scriptures were not available like they are today. No one owned a New Testament. At best, they might have a random collection of letters from apostles and a collection of stories about Jesus. The gospel was communicated in the main by oral communication. Apostles like Paul, John, Peter, and their emissaries relaying information and teaching to the different church communities. This meant that the church was incredibly vulnerable to false teachers, false prophets claiming authority that was not rightfully theirs, and bringing teaching that distorted the truth. This is what the church during John's day was grappling with. And so John urges them to learn how to discern the truth of the teachings they receive. That no matter who gives the teaching, they are to test each word and discern whether it comes from God or is a false teaching going out to the world. The early church had a problem with not enough information, and so people made up their own information to fill in the gaps. I would argue that in today's world we have a problem with too much information. Thanks to the way we can get information from anywhere in the world, we have this glut of information and viewpoints, and it can be hard to find the truth in amidst all the noise. We can be so easily swayed by something that sounds good but is not true. A saying I've come across a couple of times recently says, if you are observing two people who are really good at debating, and you really pay attention to what is being said, the first argument will always sound right, up until you hear the second argument. Or as Proverbs 18 verse 17 says, in a lawsuit, the first to speak seems right, until someone comes forward and cross-examines. It is easy to believe every persuasive argument we hear. But if we want to know the truth, if we want to walk in God's ways, then we need to test everything we hear and discern what comes from God and what comes from elsewhere. So the second question we need to ask of John is how. How do we test the spirits to see whether they come from God? And in true John style, he gives us the answer using what seems to be his favourite phrase of all. This is how. So John gives the first way that we test the spirits when he says, this is how you can recognise the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. The Spirit of God always glorifies the Son of God. And so any test of teaching should start with and centre fully on understanding the view that is being taught about who Jesus is. The teachings infiltrating the church during John's time were suggesting that Jesus did not come as a flesh and blood man. And so John reminds the church that any teaching must see the incarnation as God coming fully man, fully divine. As part of this test, John wants to ensure that any true teaching should also recognise that Jesus is the sole source of eternal life. Jesus alone reveals the Father to us. Jesus alone atones for our sins. Any teaching that tries to suggest we need Jesus plus something else, or any teaching that says we can come to God without coming through Jesus, are false teachings that we need to reject. Now, this might sound really simplistic and easy to fake. Surely if someone just says, I believe that Jesus Christ came fully human, fully God, but then went on to give false teachings, then they would pass the test. Someone could acknowledge Jesus Christ, but still speak falsehoods. Of course, this is not what John means. The Greek word that the NIV translates as acknowledge is homologio, and it means more than just to recognise something. It can be used to describe a profession of allegiance, a sign that you don't just recognise someone's identity, but that you agree with their message, their teaching, the life that they demonstrate and call you to follow. So the first test of any teaching is, does it recognise and fully agree with Jesus, Son of God, who came fully man and fully God? For John, it is not enough to recognise Jesus for who he is. We also have to confess his place as Lord of our lives. Believers are those who embrace with their words and with their hearts the truth of the incarnation. The heart of the gospel, according to commentator Smalley, is a right estimate of Christ's identity, an eternal and an historical humanity, together with a personal acknowledgement of his lordship. We know it's not enough to just recognise Jesus' identity. As in the Gospel accounts, we see that even demons recognise Jesus. So acknowledging Jesus' identity must be coupled with a confession of his lordship. If anyone denies Jesus, John declares that they have the spirit of the Antichrist. For John, he saw anyone who stood against Jesus as working in league with the devil. And whenever John talks about the Antichrist in this letter, it is always paired with this denial of Jesus. So to deny who Jesus is to work against him in league with Satan. Therefore, any teaching that tries to undermine our rightful understanding of Jesus and our confession of him as Lord is a teaching that does Satan's work. So then the second way to test these spirits is to see whether they come from God, is to listen to the Holy Spirit within us rather than the pressure of the world. John says, "The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and listen to the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognise the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood." This is important to remember. We have the Spirit of God living within us to guide, teach, and counsel us. If we listen to him, he will help us navigate through the different viewpoints to the truth. I'm sure you can all think of times when someone has tried to convince you of something, and you can't put your finger on why, but something about it just doesn't feel right. Perhaps it doesn't feel authentic and honest. Perhaps something about it is just off. The Holy Spirit doesn't often speak with us with an audible voice, but he certainly does prompt our hearts and nudge our minds to help us discern the truth of things. The more we tune in to the Holy Spirit as a part of our daily lives, the more time we give to spending with him, then the easier we will find it to recognise his promptings when we face falsehoods and snares. God is longing to help us know the truth, but we have to pay attention. Because of course there are many other voices that are trying to confuse us and lead us astray. John explains that these voices are from the world and speak the viewpoint of the world. These views are often highly regarded by others in society because they agree with the way the world is moving. But we should not just follow the crowd, but truly test and see if the Holy Spirit agrees with the teaching or not. Often, talking it over with other Christians can also help us discern what is right. John says, "Whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us." If you have a teaching and you are trying to decide whether it is true or not, it is wise to bring it to trusted brothers and sisters in Christ to help us hear what the Holy Spirit may be saying to us. So as we think of the dangers of false prophets and false teachers who try to lead us astray to follow the spirit of the Antichrist, we should recognise how important it is to test every spirit. We should not be naive, and so when someone says, "God has said to me," we need to test what they say. The first test is to see that if the teaching recognises and acknowledges who Jesus is and that he is Lord over all. And the second test is to listen to what the Holy Spirit says and to pay attention to his guidance and not the calls of the world. Let's pray. Holy God, I thank you that you guide us to your truth, to that ultimate truth that we can trust is absolute. And Lord, I pray that whenever we receive teachings, we would be willing to test each spirit to see if what we are hearing comes from you or from something else. Help us, Lord, to pay attention to what your Holy Spirit tells us so that we can truly tune in to what you're saying, to listen to your guidance, and to be led into truth. Lord, help us when we start wandering off track to steer us straight back to you. In your name we pray. Amen.